This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A respectful conversation about what's going on in the world. That's what you get with the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen, the D. Jennifer Horn is the J. She'll be back in the saddle very shortly. Just hold, well, don't hold your breath. She'll be back. Back in the saddle again. I'm feeling very singy today.
Oh, joy.
Oh, come on. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The discussion of Twin Peaks. This is one of those things I never really got into. I like, I shouldn't say a lot of television because I've never had much time in my life to spend watching TV, although once in a while there's a binge now with the new technology. But David Lynch says that it was very difficult to get Twin Peaks the Return on. Took them 4 years to get it all put together. And apparently there is now discussion that another season four, would be possible. How many people have watched this show?
I'm about to start the original Twin Peaks because I never saw it. I was a little, I was too young when it was on.
Why are you intrigued by it? What is there about it that you find interesting?
I don't know. I mean, all my friends have seen the new one, and they binged the old one, and then they've seen the new reboot, and they love it. So it's been highly recommended by my brother and a whole bunch of my friends. So
people you trust.
Yep.
But what do they say is the reason for their rapture?
They just said it's a great cast. It's a really good story. Apparently, it's very compelling. Kyle
what
MacLachlan.
What is the story? What does Twin Peaks refer to?
I think it's a town. I mean, I literally know nothing.
But why do they call it?
I thought it was about a murder of somebody. Maybe. I have no idea.
The closest I've ever gotten to it is it's filmed at one of the lodges in right on top of Snoqualmie Falls in Washington, and I have a friend who lives there, and so we went to the lodge and saw it, and so everyone was like, yeah, this is where Twin Peaks was filmed, but that's the most I know.
So, according to Wikipedia, because we're such nerds, it's called a crime drama mixed with healthy doses of the surreal. Yeah. It's about an FBI agent, Dale Cooper, who is played by Kyle MacLachlan, travels to a small lodging town of Twin Peaks to solve the murder of a seemingly innocent high schooler named Laura Palmer. Although nothing is what it appears to be. But the interesting thing is, for a show that was only on two seasons in the early 90s, it has had such a legacy. Mm. I mean, you would have thought that
like
this show was on for 10 years.
It's the same kind of stuff as The X-Files, same thing.
Which I did see the reboot of The X-Files, and it was fabulous. So when they bring that back, I'm definitely going to keep watching that.
Okay. Well, we're glad to hear that, Victoria. Thank you.
Well, what are you going to watch? All you ever watch is House of Cards. And, I mean, you must be out of episodes at this point, right?
Yeah, House of Cards is over. Let's see. What have we been going back to? Blacklist. Although that gets a little violent from time to time. But I think Spader is so terrific in that. He really is. He's fabulous. And the way, and I kind of like his relationship with the actress Megan, who plays, I forget what her last name is, not Markle. She plays Keen. Something, it's the writing. And if you realize that there are some shows, and we say that as we sit watching some of the things that are written so well, there is a lot of great talent around. In Hollywood these days, and they come up with, you'd think they'd run out of ideas. And I think some of the shows do run out of ideas, but sometimes it's not so much the major theme, it's the interaction of the people and the stories that intrigue you. And it's like reading a good book. If it's well written, then you stick with it. If it isn't, then you kind of, and so it's, we find ourselves as human beings what it is that gets into our brain for a distraction button, right? You know, what distracts you? What takes you away from, if you're working on this program, for example, Victoria, what is there that comes into your attention zone that may distract you? Is it something that you hear on the radio? Is it something you might, the main detractors would be radio, television, movies, magazines,
Well, I tend to not read magazines or watch movies when we're on the air, but
really?
But yeah, I mean, the internet is certainly the news cycle is can be distracting. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. All right, speaking of the news cycle, Anthony Scaramucci has
that guy.
His ugly head has reared again. Remember, one of the things that came into focus the 15 minutes that he was there was how his divorce was so nasty. He left his wife just as she was having a baby.
I thought she left him because he was up to no good, and he has another kid with somebody else or something. There's some other scandal. That's why she was 8 months pregnant when she filed for divorce. No woman does that unless you've done something really wrong.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, the idea here or the question comes. They called him while he was there, the Mooch. I thought that was kind of interesting. Mr. Scaramucci was the Mooch. He believes that his wife could have been impregnated by somebody else when he was away.
Well, there's a way to find that out.
Yes, there is. And apparently they've asked for that. So if that was the case, then he's been named a dog. But if, in fact, the wife was impregnated by somebody else, then he says he admits to never being there. So if he was never there, how did this woman get pregnant? So...
I think they must have had sex at least a few times. Otherwise, it would be pretty stupid for her to claim that it's his kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also a pretty good way to get the heat off of yourself and your own philandering and say, oh, you know, my wife's a hoe and she obviously was sleeping around on me and I don't even know if that's my child.
Time will tell, but I think that a lot of men say that.
Why do men do... I've been asked this question any number of times, and it's a great question. I haven't been asked it. I've been asked it because I'm a man, I think, as much as anything else. But the question always is, why do men do this? Here's another example. A guy from Missouri who duped at least 24 women into having relations with him because... he was supposedly going to audition them for roles in X-rated movies.
Oh, boy.
Got sentenced this week to 10 years in the slammer for conning these women, promising them tens of thousands of dollars to star in these flicks after they first had to audition with him. So.
Wow, sounds like a cool dude.
He assumed various roles as a recruiter, a talent agent, photographer, cameraman, and promised that these women would be on Playboy or modeling websites, that kind of stuff. And why? You know, why do men have relations and then ruin them is the question that a lot of people ask. I suppose some women do it as well. But
well, I mean, this is not someone who wants to have a relationship. This is just... someone who's just trying to con women into bed. I mean, that's very different. I would not hold any other decent man up to this standard at all. I think most men are good.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have been distracted somewhat here by I saw a picture of a banner hanging from the Green Monster at Fenway Park this week. And their banner read, "Racism is as American as baseball." There we go again. The security at the game removed the banner and the people. But wasn't it this past summer that there was that big fight after one of the players? What was that? I don't remember the player's name. But
I forget which player it was, but yeah, they were throwing peanuts at him.
Adam Jones from the Orioles.
Yeah. And I said what I've said many times before. Boston is the racism capital of the planet. There really is, this city is sick with racism. And the fact that somebody would have the balsam to put a big banner like that...
Well, that's exactly what the sign is saying. It's not that they're supporting racism, but they're kind of trying to make people aware that it's a part of American history and it's not a good thing, but they're saying that it's alive and well in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I was wondering, I'm glad you said that, Kara, because I was wondering, this could have gone either way.
Impressions. Yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly.
So I wasn't sure at first which way this was going. When I saw the picture and I looked at the people who were holding the banner, it looked like they were college kids making a protest. So that's kind of what I took from it as well. But
yeah,
I'm not
they said
really
we want
sure.
to remind everyone that just as baseball is fundamental to American culture and history, so too is racism. White people need to wake up to this reality before white supremacy can truly be dismantled. We urge mm-hmm. anyone who's interested in learning more to, you know, go to a local organization or something like that.
Yeah. Well, it caused another conversation, mm-hmm. and that's good to note. Under the circumstances, but
well, the Red Sox owner is certainly not happy about all this stuff. I mean,
John Henry,
he does not want that to be associated with his
franchise.
No, well, I think beyond that though, I think this is something that, yeah, and I think beyond that though, it's not just bad for business. This is something I think that deeply troubles him. He's been in support of renaming, I guess,
Yachty
the street
Way.
That's right outside. Yeah, yeah he wants yeah, to change over, that. The new yeah. guy, I guess, wants to get rid of it and said that it's yeah. just has no place in their community. He said particularly in the African American community and the Dominican community, which has embraced baseball and the Red Sox so fully. So he said that it's something that really bothers him.
There are very few American players of the game anymore. A lot of them come from the Dominican Republic, come from the islands, because mm-hmm. that's where, as kids, they are trained how to play baseball.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Japanese players now, too.
Yeah.
In the leagues. So, anyway, it's a scourge. It really is. It's something to be ashamed of, especially where Boston kind of holds itself up as being this towering Venus of wonderfulness. I've never liked Boston, frankly, even though I grew up here. I've never thought Boston was any place special.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
It's time for some straight talk. Some people are big-time data users, some not so much. Well, Straight Talk Wireless has unlimited plans of all sizes, like the newest, with the first 2 gigs of data at high speed, then 2G for just $35 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, and data, all on America's largest and most dependable networks. Big or small, everyone saves with Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts, only at Walmart.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
You might not know everyone in your community, but if you did, you'd see that people in recovery from mental and substance use disorders are all around. Reach out for support and begin your recovery journey. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny painted in bright green. It's my Uncle Phil there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my time.
This is Troy Gentry, who died in a helicopter crash last weekend. Vince Gill, Trace Adkins, Little Big Town, family, friends gathering to pay their respects to Mr. Gentry. Family and friends watched home movies of him on a slideshow before the ceremony began, the Grand Ole Opry. Little Big Town sang the national anthem. His partner, Eddie Montgomery, Gentry and Montgomery inducted into the Opry in 2009. After a string of number one country hits and platinum albums, a mixture of southern rock and country, as you can hear here. Vince Gill, Trace Adkins performed tributes at the ceremony. Great stories, sometimes they're easy to follow. I find some of the stories in country music easier to follow than some of the stories that are in pop music. I don't know why that is.
Well, I think the emphasis in country is on storytelling.
Yeah, you don't think music is.
I don't think other genres have such an emphasis. I mean, country music is like the last storytelling format.
Yeah, I would agree, because pop music is kind of all about just making you get up and dance or feel good. It's definitely not about telling a story. But this just makes me sad because these guys have been performing together as a duo for so long.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you do if you're Montgomery now? I guess you keep going on, but, you lose your one half.
Lost your mojo, half your mojo anyway. All right, speaking of stories and people who are involved in music, how many of you remember the Village People? There we go. From the disco era. Meredith says she always likes it when I get talking about music because I get into my DJ mode. My voice becomes the disc jockey. The Village People were a part of my musical history for sure. Disco, it's a fun time in American music. It really is. So the Village People are set to close the Streamy Awards on September 26th. And co-founder Victor Willis is going to be returning to perform with the group for the first time in 30 years. Only thing is,
He's completely replacing the group's lineup, including two Village People who have been a part of the show since its inception in 1977, Felipe Rose and Axel Briley, the villagers who play the Native American and GI characters, along with Ray Simpson, who replaced Willis as the cop in 1979, Eric Anzalone, the leather man since 1995, Bill Whitfield, a construction worker, and Jim Newman, the cowboy, reportedly really angry that Willis is housing all of them to form.
Well, especially since Willis left the group in 1979.
Right.
It's like, okay, so he founded it in 77, but then he left.
Does he own... He must own the Village People. He must own the...
Well, yeah, I think there was a lawsuit.
Apparently there was a big lawsuit, yeah. That's allowing him to do this, because I guess he owns 50% of all the songs.
Yep. So, you find another bunch of characters like this. Why?
The thing that makes me laugh is apparently he auditioned a ton of people, and so he's getting a new group together because he thought everyone else was kind of tired and old looking for the tour. And I'm like, well, how old is this guy?
How old are you?
Now it's going to be an older guy with a bunch of, like, young dudes dancing in the back in costumes.
He claimed that they had just been showing up sort of like a karaoke act.
Well, yeah, that's what they are, basically.
Yeah,
right.
I think he's taking the Village People way too seriously. And also, if they're the ones who are just showing up as karaoke, he hasn't been there in 30 years. What has he been doing?
Yeah, what's he been doing? Right.
Are all of them gay? Was that part of...
No, they're a mix. They're a mix of gay and straight.
Yeah, okay. So that's the latest, folks, for those of you who are fans of the Village People, 28 after the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text DISCOVER to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text DISCOVER to 35517. That's DISCOVER to 35517.
Here's an important message for families with a child who rides in a forward-facing car seat with a harness. Make sure you attach the car seat's tether to the car. New research out this week from Safe Kids Worldwide, made possible by Chevrolet, shows that many parents don't know what the tether is or why it's important. Safe Kids Worldwide expert Lori Walker.
The tether is the strap on the back of a forward-facing car seat that secures the top of the car seat to the car. In a car crash or sudden stop, the tether keeps the car seat from pitching forward. You want this added protection for your child because it could prevent a serious head injury.
Parents are encouraged to take time to tether to make sure every child rides safely. If you need help with the tether or other answers about car seats, visit SaveKids.org to find a local car seat checkup event or get professional advice online from the Ultimate Car Seat Guide, now available in both English and Spanish. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Swing and Sway with Dougie K and Victoria K and Kara K. We're all here. Sounds like a new kind of cake, doesn't it? Kara K cake. It's time for us now to have a moment of reflection. I was working on some old records and files that I have as I was doing my taxes, and I came upon something that made me smile. We all need to have a moment every day, hopefully lots of moments, in which you can just reflect on something that's been good. You know, like, this is a, I'm giving you as an example of something that made me think about how good things are. You know, I'm a big supporter of NASA. And so the Cassini spacecraft that we've talked about for the past 10 or 12 years or so, the one that went to Saturn, going into the, it just run out of juice. So it ends its mission to Saturn with a plunge into the atmosphere of the ringed planet and sending back data and pictures until it crashed onto the surface. It just is amazing what we can do. And looking at that and thinking about all the moments that I've spent at NASA control and with people from there and how much of a supporter I am, because I think it's one of the greatest things America does in our modern era, what we figured out, how we can do it, shows you what mankind can do. So there's pleasure in that. And I, as I say often, when I'm telling you stories, I want you to think in the same way. You know, what are the things going on with you today, or what have you experienced this week that has really brought a smile to your face? So going back to these records that I have gone through, I came across a couple of dozen stories, not stories, but records, the life of some of my cows. That when I was milking cows and was selling raw milk on the farm, et cetera, some of the names that we came up with. A fellow that ran my farm was a man named Edgar Pless, and he and I were best friends. He was with me for 14, 15 years, and a fabulous guy. He died in his sleep 5 years ago. And this is the stuff I'm looking at is in his handwriting. So it brings me back around to that, the name of, and I'm remembering these cows. How many of us, how many people listening to this, where you can remember your dogs, you can remember a car, you can remember things that were important to you, a bicycle that you had. So for me, it's these cows. Diamond, for example, was a cow who had a diamond. She was a red cow with a diamond-shaped white spot on her forehead, thus the name Diamond. And she was a character of a cow. Here's a cow named White Water. her head looked like she had an Indian headdress on. So Edgar and it sounds like the name of Chief White Water. And maybe this is not meaning anything to anybody, but I'm looking at just Cosmos. I remember Cosmos the cow, Mabel the cow, Crystal the cow, Duchess the cow, Myrna. Everybody had a name based on somebody or something that had something to do with a farm. Juanita was the mother of one of the guys that worked on the farm, so that's how she got named. Mistletoe was born on Christmas. Georgette was Edgar's wife. May, we had 1 year, we had cows as they were born in the months. We had March, a cow named March, cow named April, cow named May, cow named June, cow named Julie for July. We had a cow named Augusta. I forget what we did for September, though, that year. And then there was Allie Oop, the cow, who was a character and a half. Isn't it just I can remember these cows? Becky Boo.
Now, who did all the naming?
Edgar. Did all the naming. He came up with all of the names. Here's a cow named Daffy. It was just kind of cool. I had, at one point in time on this farm, I had 500 cows. Over the years, I figured it out. I've had over 4,000 cows. And given birth to hundreds of them that, you know, cows sometimes have a problem, as do horses. They breach, and so you have to pull them out. And how much of an impact that had on me and what I learned about life. Maybe that's one of the reasons that I have the attitude that I do. Coming up, when you're raised on a farm and when you see all of this life and you begin to hopefully respect it, because that's really what it's about. We were talking earlier about these dogs and cats that got left behind in the storms, both in Texas and in Florida. And you've got to wonder what kind of human being it is. Are they subhuman beings that they would do something like leave animals tied to poles in a flood or in a cage they can't get out of? You know, that kind of stuff. And people laugh at me because I've had these relationships with the cows, but I think that what it does is give you a sense. My relationship with the cows has made me a much more sensitive person than I probably would have been otherwise. And anybody who's got a dog that they really, you got those two little dogs, Victoria, that are there. How many of you have dogs that are, you consider them to be part of your family? They are part of your family. They may not have been born to you, but, you know, they're there as help and support and offering love. That's what they do. So disrespecting animals is something that I feel very, I have no use for. People who, and even cows, I fired a couple of guys on the farm that didn't have respect for the animals. They'd treat them badly, take a cane, hit them on the head or something like that, and move them along. I mean, that happens a lot on some farms. I'm just doing a little reflecting. Those of you who live in Texas perhaps know the town of Meyerland, Meyerland. Meyerland is a suburb of Houston. 2,000 people live there. One big development built about 50 years ago. A lot of people with backyard swimming pools. It's kind of an upscale area. This is where Michael Dell grew up. The development was completely destroyed to the point where the people, there have been floods in this community 2015, 2016, 2017, but Harvey basically just wiped out the town. So there's a big discussion. All the people who had homes there, the city says, we're just going to tear down every house and we're not going to let anybody build there. So that's fine. It probably shouldn't have been allowed in the first place. But what happens to the people who own the houses? There are pictures. If you Google Meyerland, you'll see pictures of the main street with people and their belongings piled up on the side of the road, things that they just ripped out of their homes that are destroyed, and they just pile them up on the side of the street. And so in this circumstance, the people who are studying this, there's a college professor from Rice University who said that this is the perfect example of removing homes from harm's way as a strategy to protect people from themselves. And I think that's, this is an attractive neighborhood, sold under the right conditions. It's perfect Pleasantville, except it gets flooded out every year. And each year the floods get worse, and the people keep going back. And finally somebody's saying, no, this doesn't make any sense. You got to move somewhere else. The government will end up paying for people to move and buy a new home somewhere. But just imagine, 2,000 homes are going to go in with a bulldozer and just wipe them out. Now, I will tell you that I know of a circumstance in Massachusetts. Those of you who are listening in Western Mass, you know Quabbin Reservoir. If you Google, I'm finding myself doing this now because it's so fascinating to see how much information there is available on all this stuff. So when I tell you the story about Quabbin, you can actually see these pictures as well. Quabbin, Q-U-A-B-B-I-N. Quabbin Reservoir is it's a town that was shut down during the Dust Bowl period, but about 100 years ago. There was a community, and it was in a valley. And the state needed a reservoir, so they decided to just shut the town down, move everybody out of there, and allow this. They blocked off, they dammed either end of the town, and it filled with water and is now a reservoir that supplies water to Boston and lots of other communities. But if you take a helicopter ride over the Quabbin Reservoir, you can look down in it and see the homes that are still there under the water in the community that they cleaned out. It's a fascinating. Could you do that today? No, of course you couldn't do it today. But they moved everybody out of the community. Have you seen any pictures? You girls, you're looking up. Did you see the flyover pictures? Are fascinating.
Q-U-A-B-B-O-N? Or no, I-N. There, yeah.
Quabbin, no.
Quabbin, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it? It's just amazing.
Jeez.
To think about how that stuff is done. But we have so many people who live in houses that ought not to be built. I mean, you can say that about every coastal town up and down from Maine to Florida, around the Gulf on the coast of California. This is where the most fabulous value is in real estate, most expensive real estate, and yet it's the most vulnerable for obvious reasons. But people love to. I've done it. Bought houses on the beach and have loved it. But it's just you got to know what you're getting into as you move into those areas. It's a really amazing reality how some of this stuff comes to be. And we take it for granted. Now we get water, we turn on the water, and you get water. You don't think about where it comes from. Well, in my case, if I'm drinking town water, it's coming from that hole in the ground that used to be a community. That's where it's coming from. And in the case of Meyerland in Florida, in Texas, same thing. They could build a reservoir there. They're going to move forward, though, the funding necessary to buy these people out of their homes and just flatten the town. 2,000 homes. Whoosh, gonzo. But isn't that smarter than having them keep rebuilding, having another storm?
It makes sense. Yeah.
Sure does. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
It's time for some straight talk. Some people are big-time data users, some not so much. Well, Straight Talk Wireless has unlimited plans of all sizes, like the newest, with the first 2 gigs of data at high speed, then 2G for just $35 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, and data, all on America's largest and most dependable networks. Big or small, everyone saves with Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts, only at Walmart.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Oh my goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, so you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For us to focus on fall. Yes, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, the reality is fall is here. We are about to enter into fall 2017. So I've invited Dr. Michelle Henry to change seasons with us, in a manner of speaking. She's a dermatologist and has some tips for you to put your best face forward, your best body forward this fall. Chief of Dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College. I'm not sure. You have to help me with this, Dr. Henry. What is the Mohs micrographic reconstructive?
Mohs micrographic and reconstructive surgery is a type of skin cancer surgery.
Ah. And how often now are cases coming to you? We think about skin cancer. We think about John McCain, other people. Yes. But there are different types of skin cancers, are there not?
Absolutely. There is an epidemic of skin cancer right now. So we're seeing more melanoma.
Why?
Part of it is sun exposure, and part of it, our skills at finding these cancers may have improved. But there's definitely an increased number of skin cancers than we've seen in the past.
Mm-hmm. So you've been teaching other doctors aesthetic procedures, and some of those are things that the tools you can use or we can use as we go into fall, because our skincare routine ought to be different. How so?
Absolutely. So as the weather changes and as the temperature decreases, so should our skincare regimen. So today I have 6 tips for you to really help you fine-tune your regimen for the fall. So as it gets colder, we all know that keeping your skin well moisturized and healthy is so important. So my very first tip is to apply your moisturizer to wet skin. I think we've all heard now about the benefits of using a wet skin moisturizer. And my go-to wet skin moisturizer is Curel Hydrotherapy. The way you use it is that you apply it to freshly showered skin. It's water activated, so it penetrates deeply, really helping to restore that moisture barrier. And overall, I just love Curel Skincare. They have really made ending dry skin their mission, so much so that they're doing town takeovers. And their first city is Albuquerque, New Mexico, which I don't know if you know this, but Albuquerque, New Mexico is the driest city in all of America.
That wouldn't surprise me. No, that whole southwest area, man, is it dry? New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California, woof.
Exactly. It's very dry. So it's a great town to have their first takeover. So what they're doing is they're setting up Curel hydration stations, and they're giving out samples of Curel hydrotherapy really to allow everyone in Albuquerque to know what it feels like to end dry skin. So that's one of my favorite products, and so very fitting for my first tip. My second tip is to take lukewarm showers. You know, as it gets colder, it feels really good to step into a really hot shower. But what it's doing is leaching the moisture from your skin, and that is the opposite of what we want. So turn down the temperature and take a lukewarm shower. My third tip, while we're still in the shower, is don't forget to exfoliate. So we really need to get rid of that dead skin, because that dead skin is keeping our moisturizers from penetrating. So I recommend that you exfoliate 1 to 2 times weekly. Fourth tip is to consider sleeping with a humidifier. You know, as it gets colder, the air outdoors has less moisture than our skin, so it sucks the moisture out of our skin. And when we go indoors, our radiators use dry heat, so that's also sucking the moisture out of our skin. So really, sleeping with a humidifier is going to help pass that moisture back into your skin and protect it. Tip number 5, when it's colder, we feel less thirsty, so we're less likely to hydrate appropriately. So I recommend that everyone drink plenty of water. And a good tip that I use is to drink half of your body weight in water. So for example, if you're 200 pounds, half of 200 is 100, so you should be drinking 100 ounces of water per day. And
good
last,
God, how, let me interrupt you there. That one, I've been listening intently and taking notes here. But when it comes down to water, that seems to be such a ticklish area, because some doctors will tell you only drink when you're thirsty. And in my case, if I'm to drink that much water, I'd spend 5 minutes an hour in the John.
So that is the goal. But we also have to be mindful of the fact that we also get water in a lot of our foods. So we're getting water in our fruits. We're getting water in a lot of the things that we eat. So the goal overall is to make sure that we're hydrating. So that's the goal, but be mindful of the fact that we still are getting water in other areas.
All right, you got that last tip, number 6.
Our last tip, last but definitely not least, is to make sure you're getting enough sleep. So sleep is invaluable to help your skin rejuvenate. So during the winter months, make sure you're sleeping enough to really help restore your skin. And in addition, if you're looking for any additional tips, you can go to my website, drmichellehenry.com.
Yeah, it really is interesting how everything changes with the season. We get into wintertime. I've got to wash my mouth out with soap as I say that. We'll visit perhaps again in 3 months, and you can tell us how winter, how we can have our skin survive its best for wintertime. In the meantime, Dr. Michelle Henry, thank you for being here.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.